USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The legal troubles for attorney Michael Avenatti have grown after a federal grand jury has returned a 36-count indictment against the man known for representing porn star Stormy Daniels. U.S. Attorney Nick Hanna telling reporters those charges include bankruptcy fraud, tax evasion, and bank and wire fraud.
If convicted of the 36 crimes alleged in the indictment, Mr. Avenatti would face a statutory maximum sentence of 333 years in federal prison, plus a mandatory two-year consecutive term for an identity theft count.
President Trump says he doesn't have an opinion on the arrest of WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange.
I know nothing about WikiLeaks. It's not my thing. And I know there is something having to do with Julian Assange.
The president was speaking at the Oval Office as he's hosting South Korea's president Thursday. This is USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
Liberty Mutual Insurance knows you're focusing on the road right now, so we'll just describe our newspaper print ad to you. It's a tiny square that's colored a newspaper shade of gray that has you thinking yellow. As the words read, Liberty Mutual customizes your insurance so you only pay for what you need. Now that's the kind of print ad that'll make you glad you still read newspapers.
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Louisiana authorities believe they've caught three men responsible for the fires at predominantly black churches in the same rural parish. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.
Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards confirming that Holden Matthews is the son of St. Landry Parish Deputy Roy Matthews.
I don't know what was in his heart, but I can say it cannot be justified or rationalized. These were evil acts.
The younger Matthews being charged with three counts of simple arson on religious buildings, each count carrying a 15-year maximum prison sentence. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A federal grand jury charged Greg Craig, a former Obama White House counsel, with making false statements and concealing material information about his activities on behalf of Ukraine from the Justice Department. Craig is the first member of the Obama administration to be caught in the Mueller probe. His sentence could be up to 5 years. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The marijuana legalization industry appears to be fueling public confusion about CBD to advance its agenda. That's at least according to New York Times investigative reporter Alex Bernson. That's what he told Fox and Friends.
So THC is the chemical in cannabis that gets you high. That's what people use when they want to get high. CBD is not psychoactive, but it's not clear how well purified these products are. And a lot of them are not tested that rigorously. From my point of view, one of the problems with CBD, besides it's an expensive placebo, meaning for a lot of conditions, mm-hmm. but people like placebos, and if they don't hurt them, that's fine.
Right. Bernson also contends,
from my point of view, what's really dangerous about CBD, and I mentioned this in the book a little bit, is that it confuses people about what cannabis is. What you or I, or grandma might use to treat her arthritis has nothing to do with what her grandson is smoking upstairs and getting high on. CBD and THC are not the same chemical. Look, people have a lot on their minds. Most people are not that worried about THC versus CBD versus cannabis. And the legalization industry, and it is an industry, mm-hmm. has capitalized on this to confuse people. So you buy this stuff and you put it on, and maybe it helps you, maybe it doesn't, but it certainly doesn't do anything terrible to you.
Right.
And you think, oh, marijuana should be legal. Why isn't it legal?
Please remember, you can find us online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.